Kevin McCullough says she's the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, as we roll on this Tuesday, so glad to have you with us and so glad to have the aforementioned Carol Markowitz stopping in because not only can I always trust her particular take on the news of the day, she also has exquisite taste in NFL teams. So I'm just, you know, she's a good footballer at every level. Carol, let me ask you, every year we go through the same ritual. The holy site of Manhattan basically gets overrun by all these dignitaries. Yeah. They're disrespectful. They're mouthy. They double park on all the streets. I can't go anywhere on the east side. I've been saying for years, let's knock the thing down, build parking garages there, because that would sure relieve a lot of street parking, especially in Midtown. But today had to be one of the worst with him just kind of talking like he doesn't live in the same world that the rest of the world sees.
Yeah, right. Right. And it's, you know, I felt like he, it's funny because I don't think that the news is like he talked down the Obama administration, but he kind of did because he was saying like, this is my first time standing in front of you, you know, with the United States not at war in, you know, so many years. But that was the Obama administration he was a part of, too, right? That was the 8 years that they were in office. Yet it's not seen as a dig at Obama. It's just sort of seen as a dig at, like, Bush and Trump for some reason.
Right. Well, and then he goes on to enumerate all the big problems that we face. And we just spoke with KT McFarland about this. But China, Russia, the Middle East, none of that even hits the radar. It's just COVID and global warming and all this stuff. And to some degree, you addressed this in a column that Fox News published last week that dealt with, you know, when we did have all, we do have all these crises, we may have 1,000 people still trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And he went to the beach last weekend.
Right. This is a president who I don't think wants the job. I can't remember a president being this out of sight and this just sort of hiding from the people. I think Americans really deserve more here. And I think we deserve to have a president who's engaged. I disagree with Joe Biden on, you know, everything. And I feel like he's not going to be up for the task. But I'd like to see him. I'd like to know what he's thinking. I'd like to hear from our president on the various crises of the day. I mean, Friday was one of the worst days in his administration, and yet we didn't even hear from him. So much happened on Friday. The Haitian migrants under the bridge in Texas, the FDA saying that they're not going to approve a booster, France pulling out their ambassador because they got mad at us for, you know, our deals with Australia and the UK. I mean, any one of these things happens under Trump, and we would have heard from him. And the press would have demanded to hear from him.
Right.
And they would have been right. But that nobody's demanding to hear from Joe Biden. And it's so obvious that they're covering up for him and that they're just trying to give him a pass and trying to be like, oh, what's the big deal? So what? He took a vacation during, like, this incredibly high-stress time for Americans. He's nowhere to be found, and that's supposed to be okay with us, but it's really not.
Well, and having said that, I'm not sure if he's not the one making decisions that it tells us much of anything for him to appear anyway. I mean, and that's the other thing that's being whispered, right? So nobody thinks he's actually making the decisions that he's supposedly making. So what good does it do?
Yeah. Well, I would say, in which case, why not hear from the people who are making the decisions?
Okay, there you go.
Saying I delegate to people, and here is my person on, you know, I mean, unfortunately for him, he delegated to Kamala Harris on the border, and she was at a football game during the crisis at the border this weekend. But, you know, he could say for other things, like, here's my person that organized the deal, the submarine deal with the UK and Australia, and, you know, here's why France shouldn't be pulling their ambassador, which is kind of a big deal that we didn't even, like, I don't even think it made, like, the top 10 news stories. Or here's why we think the FDA is wrong, and here's, you know, the guy that worked on it or the girl, and, you know, any of that would be okay with me. It makes no sense to just gloss over the fact that the president is missing and nobody in his administration seems to be stepping up and telling the American people anything about it.
Well, and meanwhile, everything around us is turning into a dumpster fire. I mean, it's, you know, that's It's one thing to not be that involved if everything's kind of tricking along peacefully. But
right.
You've got severe
exactly.
crises on every level yeah. at every turn, and you're not yeah. getting answers. Well, and
imagine
you know, another
you're still left in Afghanistan. That is another thing that I just want to, I want everybody to understand. There are still Americans trapped in Afghanistan, and our president is at the beach.
There's not much more that needs to be said. I mean, that just tells you. But I wrote in my column on Sunday, Carol, that if you ask these questions, people get irritated about it. But how can you look? How can you look at any number of the things you just mentioned? You know, Nancy Pelosi puts up razor Gestapo wire around the Capitol again. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. we have no southern border.
right.
You have him going to the beach while Americans literally are trapped behind enemy lines. You have them
right.
coming out saying, we're going to bankrupt small businesses if you don't force mm-hmm. your employees, if you don't personally get involved in your employees' medical decisions regarding
right.
The vaccine.
Yeah.
How does any of this not add up to a word that essentially means to undermine, to work against, to work against the welfare of your own people? That word is called treason, but I've been hesitant to use it. But I keep thinking there's this long list, and at every turn he's opposing the people that he works for. He's going against our best interests.
It's really, and the media being silent about it is just such a big part of that to me. I think that the fact that they don't call him out on any of this is absolutely why it keeps happening. If we had a compliant media, that would be... it would be a really different situation. I mean, one of the things that also stood out to me from yesterday was Jen Psaki saying that the reason that they're not asking for vaccination proof from the migrants is that they're not staying long,
right.
as opposed to, say, Europeans who, I guess, are staying forever. My kids had to produce a positive COVID test to get back into the country from Iceland after we took a vacation there. I mean, we all did, but the thing is that the kids did not need to produce a negative test to get into Iceland. They just needed it to get back into their own country. Yet migrants are streaming across the border with no negative test, with no vaccine proof, and we're all supposed to just be okay with that. And I don't see how... it's not the media's fault that Americans don't know what's happening here and don't know that this outrage is occurring.
Well, you're right. So the administration is doing whatever it is they're doing, and I can't tell day to day what that really adds up to. But then the media is not reporting on it. And then we, the people, are just stuck with whatever is left over. And if we don't like it, you know what he does? He turns around and walks out of the room. That's
right.
That's their response to it. Anyway, Carol, always appreciate the insight. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.